Good morning, this is CPR News. I'm Haley May. More than 2,000 people have now signed settlement agreements with Xcel Energy over its role in allegedly sparking the Marshall Fire. Lawyers gave updates in a Boulder courtroom yesterday. Here's CPR's Ishan Takwar.
That represents about half of the residents and homeowners who sued Xcel over the state's most destructive wildfire. In late September, Xcel agreed to settle claims that it sparked the fire for around $640 million. Since then, attorneys have been ironing out final agreements with towns, residents, and insurance companies. Xcel's lawyers expect the majority of plaintiffs to agree to the settlements. Here's attorney Kevin Orsini.
Everybody's trying their best to wrap up the actual agreements and even get funding done by the end of this calendar year.
Only a handful of people have rejected settlements so far. Their cases may go to trial. I'm Ishan Takwar, CPR News.
Mesa County's largest school district is seeking a shakeup, with two conservative incumbents losing their seats, according to preliminary results. Retired teacher and principal Vicki Woods will be one of the new board members. She says many voters feel the last school board was polarizing.
Public education should not be political, and it became that when the last board came in. They ran as a slate. They were very clear they were Republicans.
Woods and two other challengers ran without any political affiliation. Now she'll replace Angela Lima, and former teacher Casey Cole will replace Will Jones. Current board president Angela Heights was the only incumbent reelected. Motorists on I-25 through Pueblo will find nighttime road closures this week. Starting tomorrow at 5, both north and southbound traffic will have detours, while the bridge exit at 100A is demolished. The work is part of ongoing construction projects to update that interchange. Detours run from 9 to 9 overnight Friday and Saturday, but end early Sunday mornings with cones clearing at 5 a.m. This is CPR News.